This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Folks, we have a problem. Trump surrogates fanning out to say what Trump almost said. Came very close to saying they're saying it. They don't believe Kash Patel, head of the FBI, and they don't believe Dan Bongino. They don't believe him on Epstein. They don't believe him on the assassination especially. It's really clear Trump still can't get the information on the assassination. This is remarkable, but I predicted it. I told you that they would have a very hard time taking control of the FBI, if it could even be done at all. It is a rogue agency. And I've been saying there is only one way to do it, and they won't do it. They haven't done it anyway. Maybe they will. Maybe they'll start. I don't know. They're going to have to go through there with an axe and fire everyone. Mid-level and up, gone. Wipe them all out. I'm sure there's one or two, maybe three tops good people in there. But when you have Robert Mueller and James Comey doing the hiring for 20 years, you've got to be a Bush neocon or a Democrat, same thing, really, to get into the FBI during that period. There's almost no one good in there. We got to wipe the slate clean, Noah's Ark style. I'm talking the flood. Wipe them out. Or this is not going to change. You ever seen one of those hostage videos of the Americans, and they're on there and they're talking about how bad their government is, and you could tell there's a guy behind the curtain with a gun, and it's to their head, you know, hostage video, right? That's what you're watching from Bongino and Patel right now. What they can't tell you in these interviews with Fox that they've done, but they're telegraphing, is this: we are not hiding the truth. We can only tell you what we can get, and we can't get much. Because why? They are leading rogue agencies. You can move your box and your pictures and set up in an office. They'll let you through. But they ain't cooperating. That came through in every part of this interview. Here's the part where Bongino talks about how they had to run around and find everything that James Comey hid. He claims there's some people who are cooperating and helping them find things in the agency. This is like an Easter egg hunt where things are hidden. What does this mean? We don't have operational control over these agencies. People are beginning to tear Bongino and Patel apart on X. People are over it. They want indictments. They want firings. They want something. And Bongino and Patel can't say, we don't have control of this agency. It may be uncontrollable. We just have offices there. So they have to talk in code. Here's some of that code. This is remarkable, folks. This is going to be hand-to-hand combat. No, literally, because we have to get them physically out of the building, fire them, get past the liberal judges who will sue Trump for firing them, and the firing has to start now. Or the very people that on paper answer to Bongino and Patel will be the ones putting them in prison 5 minutes after Trump leaves office if the Democrats win again. Here is Bongino explaining the game they have to play inside the FBI.
Jim Comey, we're finding stuff even now. Wait till you read the stuff that's coming out.
Does he still have loyalists in the building? Because when I hear the FBI director saying, you guys are finding boxes that are hidden. Okay, how does that happen in the Bureau?
Well, we were there a couple of weeks, and luckily there were a lot of people up there who grabbed us by the arm the minute we came in and said, thank you for being here. You know, we need to talk. There are people there who are really horrified at what happened. And there was a room, and we found stuff, a lot of stuff.
A hidden room.
I wouldn't call it hidden, but hidden from us at least, and not mentioned to us. And then we found stuff in there, and a lot of it's from the Comey era, and we are working our damnedest right now to declassify. And just so you know, because I get the public, I totally understand people saying, well, do it now. The process is not all the information is ours to declassify. Some is other intelligence agencies. It's not, we literally can't do it. Once that gets done and that gets out there and you read some of the stuff we found that, by the way, was not processed through the normal procedure, digitizing it, putting in FBI records. Right. We found it in bags hiding under Jim Comey's FBI. Quickly. You're going
to
be stunned.
The shells on the beach. Can you not talk to social?
It's a game. They're running around trying to get stuff. Now, listen to how this is going, okay? Because Trump has already thrown these two under the bus very subtly. And he's asked by Brett Baer, they're saying there's no there with your assassination. He didn't have any help. Just ignore the overseas accounts. You don't need to know anything about those. You don't need to know anything about his contacts. You don't need to know anything about anything. Here, we'll produce a report. Can we see the, you know, since Crooks is dead, can we see the original data? Can you just open a file, show us everything? No. No, we can't. Listen closely to the folks. You know what this is? This is JFK assassination all over again. We still can't get that stuff. Trump can't get that stuff. He's trying now. You think we can get his own assassination attempt? Heck, no, we can't. Listen to this. As even the Fox News hosts aren't buying Patel and Bongino's lies. They're not lies. They're distractions. They're dodges. They're just not, but and they're playing for them. Look, Trump doesn't even believe you. Take a listen.
There's a lot of frustration that we still don't know about that shooter in Butler.
By the way, okay, so what's going on here? I'm sorry, I should have set that up a little better. What's going on here is they're playing Trump for Bongino, going, look, you know, your boss doesn't really believe you when you say there's no there with the assassination.
There's a lot of frustration that we still don't know about that shooter in Butler. And we don't have to know about his communications. Will we get transparency?
I thought it was strange. You know, the one guy had 18 cell phones. Okay. I have a lot of cell phones, but I have like two. You know, I call that a lot. And I think I probably make more calls than him. They live outside of Butler in a little place. Where did they get this lawyer that would represent IBM and would represent ExxonMobil?
You're the president. Can't you find out?
No, Secret Service. They tell me it's fine. But it's a little hard to believe, to be honest with you, okay? It's a little bit hard to believe as I get that throbbing feeling.
So, Dan, the question is that a lot of people have wondered is, did this kid have help? He could not have pulled it off by himself. Was there a foreign actor? Did someone provide him with the weapons? Were there chatter online?
Well, let's be clear. There are two separate parallel tracks here. Foreign actors targeting people in the United States. And it's not just the president, it's others. That is a very real track. The question is, do they intersect? The case file now, which, by the way, we are going to make another public release on this coming up. We're just kind of finishing up the product now to make sure it's tight and put together. You're going to see a lot of what you've heard about online does not exist in the case file. I'm not telling you information may not surface later. We do the PDB, the President's Daily Brief. We get the same brief, me and Cash, every morning. We have worn people out, telling them if there's something there we want to find. They have shaken every tree on this.
You mean you talk to his classmates, you talk to his family, you've talked to everyone, because they burned the body, cremated, and they cleaned the whole house out.
Yeah, and here's the thing. There are, like with the Epstein case, for example, we have a number of significantly odd abnormalities that would make a normal person go, huh? What? Mm-hmm. If Lawrence is near his bank at 4 o'clock.
Here's what you're hearing here. Trump doesn't believe Bongino and Patel. That's what you're hearing. Fox News doesn't even believe Bongino and Patel. And they'll fall for like anything if it's from an official agency, okay? They've fallen for every hoax, these people at Fox, and they don't even believe Bongino and Patel. Finally, they're even pointing out, hey, look, y'all, this is not adding up on Crooks. Now, listen to what Bongino is saying. Well, I can only tell you what's in the file, i.e., I can only tell you what I can get my hands on, i.e., we don't really run this agency. So we're having to do a sleuthing operation in there to get the hostile Democrats to turn stuff over. And I mean, did you hear what Bongino is saying? He is the deputy damn director of the FBI. Well, we got a tip this morning. What'd you get a tip on, buddy? Oh, we got a tip on the Crooks assassination. A tip? It's like he's running an investigation inside the FBI to find out what Crooks did. And he's basically saying, I can only tell you what I can learn. Damn it. Fire them all. pull them into the office. I want every piece of Crooks evidence. No run around FBI. Oh, we're going to run around trying to find a tip about the Crooks assassination. Give it to me now. No, you're fired. Leave. Next in line. Give it to me now. No, you're fired. Leave. And that is what is pissing people off online. Well, we're doing an investigation. We can only tell you about the assassination what we can find. Are you kidding me? Has anyone been fired? Two people. Head of NY, head of Washington, D.C., they were pushed out. No more firings. And they want us to accept, well, we'll give you a little report at the end. Well, yeah, I would just whatever we're able to find. And, you know, whatever they won't give us, you just won't know. Trump is losing confidence fast. What is happening here?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
A cool thing is happening, folks, that I only dreamed about in the past. Since Liberation Day, the mainstream media, including the financial media, has been trying to tank the stock market, the bond market. Absolute, utter decimation of the economy. They're doing it because it worked for them before when they did it with COVID. But they can't. They can't whoop the public into hysteria that they need to crash the markets and get the Senate to take back Trump's tariff authority so he can't succeed. They're terrified he's going to succeed. Don't kid yourself. They're not afraid for the economy. They're not afraid for jobs. They're afraid of very real accomplishments by Donald Trump. They can't do any of it. Do you know why? Their sheeple don't believe them anymore. A remarkable thing is happening right now. Let's start with CNN. And there's a reason this happened this month. Jake Tapper is doing a Don't Believe Me tour. Going everywhere. Oh, I didn't know. I had to lie to you. Folks, do you remember the extent of the lie on Joe Biden? It wasn't one or two times. It wasn't just they just kind of ignored a couple of speeches where he seemed demented. It went on and on and on and on and on. Cheap fake, cheap fake, cheap fake, cheap fake. Republicans are lying to you. It's a hoax. It's a conspiracy. And there's nothing wrong with Joe Biden. Over and over and over and over. Like a mantra, like a hypnotist. Well, when you spend a month, and one of the biggest stories the last 2 weeks has been Jake Tapper's book, telling the sheeple, oh, and we got it wrong. What happens to your show when you do that? Jake Tapper's CNN show hits its lowest ratings since 2015, despite Biden book buzz. It's number one right now. Why? Because what he's telling them? We didn't tell you the truth. And these sheeple are so sheepy, you got to hit them upside the head with it. And Tapper is. It's killing the left. Good. They're imploding. CNN host Jake Tapper had his lowest rated month in nearly a decade, May, despite the whirlwind publicity tour giving him an onslaught of attention. Yeah, they're advertising for the fact we're not going to tell you the truth until it doesn't matter anymore. Shedding 25% of CNN's audience in its time slot. Unbelievable over the same period last year. This station's picked up 30,000 new listeners. And that's not a nationwide barometer, but it shows you. A lot of them are nationwide. It just shows you. You don't lie, you grow right now. People go into places to find real things. They want real news. And folks, it's not just going on at CNN. MSNBC this month, listen to this, down 41%. In viewership over this month last year. 41%. An absolute, by the way, humiliation for Jen Psaki. Circle back. Probably one of the most talented liars I've ever had the pleasure to play her audio and debunk it. Very gifted. Much better liar than Karine Jean-Pierre ever could be. MSNBC's viewership, again, has dropped 41% in primetime. This isn't us leaving. We never watch these outlets. This is the sheeple. When you lie to your sheeple for long enough, even the sheepiest begin to figure it out. They're figuring it out. And that is why they can't tank the bond market. They can't. They're trying. They can't. They've gotten the closest with the bond market. They can't tank the stock market. The most remarkable number all month that I have brought you is from Vanguard. 97% of individual stock owners, mom and pops, 401ks, have not sold since Trump took office. They threw everything at us they had. They threw the kitchen sink. And they could only tank the market a few thousand points because that was all the institutionals who are getting calls from Democrats. If we ever get power again, we're going to SEC investigate your rear end if you don't sell, 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 sell. Tank the market. And they wanted to scare people into selling off their stock. They can't do it. Why? No one's listening to them. And the Tapper tour is killing him. It is killing. He is literally trying to profit by running around telling his sheeple, yeah, we lie to you. Sorry, here's my mea culpa. Want to buy my book? Oh, you got to buy my book. You have to pay money to find out real things. Well, no, you can just listen to us. Heck, even for this, you can even listen to Fox News. They got the dementia story right. Texter writes, hey, Tira, put Tom Homan in charge of the FBI for 1 month. Texter writes, reminds me of Trey Gowdy. Folks, pay attention to what's going on here. This is absolutely fascinating. The Trump surrogates are coming out with the long knives for Patel and Bongino. For instance, former Trump spokesperson Liz Harrington, you know her? If you saw her face, you'd recognize her. She's been a Trump spokesperson for a long time. She's in that orbit. Blasted FBI Director Kash Patel and Deputy Director Dan Bongino yesterday. She tweeted, investigating the cocaine at the White House and the Dobbs case leak are performative theater. Meanwhile, they have closed the most important case, July 13th. What's that? Trump's assassination. Damn. Those are orchestrated hits. This is the kind of thing when you come from Trump's circle like that, Trump can't say it. They are. And Trump's all but saying it. Harrington also tweeted, I'm sorry, the investigation into Trump's assassination is closed. Who were you briefed by? She's talking to Patel and Bongino. The people came in, hosed down the crime scene, cremated the body, stonewalled congressional investigators, and lawyered up the family. There is a there, because we know nothing about Crooks or who he was talking to. If this is true, they need to come out with everything they know and why and how a 20-year-old pulled it off by himself. The former FBI director just called for another hit on President Trump, talking about Comey, the assassination call. We must get serious about what is going on. She is blasting Bongino and Patel. Unbelievable. Trump's going to have to act here. He's going to have to, or he's going to get hit again.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.